Hey, let's bring in our friend Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, who is with us this afternoon. Lane, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I was sitting in the manager's office listening to Pat Murphy preview tonight's matchup.
No problemo.
That brings some good information, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We need that stuff. Hey, I want to ask you, so back from the road trip, it was Philly and Detroit. What was the best thing you ate on the road trip between the two cities?
Oh, that's a really good question. I mean, there are some great options in both of those cities. I still am going to go a little bit cliche and say the Philly cheesesteak that I had in the dining room on Wednesday in Philadelphia was probably the top of that list. But there was some great eating going on. You had an off day in Detroit on Thursday, so that was a chance to go out and have a nice meal with a group. And so I think we ended up doing sushi that night, which was tremendous as well. So there would be a lot of options to pick from, but I'm going to go with the cheesesteak in Philly on Wednesday because I thought it was first class.
Good choice.
Great.
That's good. You were in Detroit too, right?
Yeah. What do the players do on the day off in a place like Detroit?
A lot of guys golf. That's usually a pretty popular option. Not everybody, but those that play, a lot of them will bring their clubs and get 18 in. Some will even get 27 holes in because they've got all day, right? They don't have to get to the ballpark that day and might as well play when you can play. So that's usually, I would say that's maybe the most popular option. And then depending on where you're staying, and we stayed in a great area, Birmingham, Michigan, with a lot of great shops and just kind of a great walking area with parks and a couple of lakes nearby. And so, like, for me, I play golf but not well. And so I don't necessarily need to advertise my lack of ability to everybody else in the travel party. So I don't bring my clubs on trips like that. Instead, I usually, you know, get a workout in, get a little run in, and then do a ton of walking. And if the weather's nice, that's just an awesome day to kind of clear your mind and not have to be on any kind of a schedule that day and take your time with things. It's just a kind of a nice, healthy reset day, I think, for a lot of people that are in the grind of a major league season. But everybody varies a little bit, but I would say probably some shopping and golfing are two of the really
Will guys golf things. On game day, Lane? Will they golf in the morning if there's a night game?
Some have in the past. That's not as popular of an option, of course, for obvious
reasons. That's crazy,
reasons,
but
so I've known some that will go out and play early in the morning. That is not a very frequent thing. I don't know if we have anybody on this club that does that. But, you know, I remember Jackie Bradley Jr. played a lot of golf on the road when he was with the Brewers. He was in love with the game of golf and loved to play different courses. And, of course, that's one of the things that this job provides you with is an opportunity to go to so many different parts of the country and see some of these great, beautiful golf courses. So it's usually a fairly popular option, but that's typically more of an off day thing for these guys than a day of thing.
So the Brewers, a 6.5 game lead, I think I read, over several teams in the Central. The rest of the Central's kind of fallen apart. Struggles in Philadelphia, nice rebound in Detroit. Kind of evaluate where this Brewers team is as we sit here today.
Well, I think they're in great shape. I mean, the one thing that you'll continue to be concerned about, I think, moving forward is just the health of the starting pitching, because that has been a problem all season long. And yet Pat Murphy and Chris Hook and this entire staff, they've done a great job, and the front office deserves a lot of credit too, of finding either some hidden gems out there through acquisitions or establishing a good base of depth within the farm system where they've been able to withstand these injuries and continue to play at a really good clip. It was a 2-4 road trip, but they win a series in Detroit where they saw Reese Olson and Tarek Skubal. Those are two of the better pitchers in the American League. Brewers got to Olson, didn't get to Skubal. I think he might be the best pitcher in baseball right now. But they win that series. And the Philly series, they were in all three of those games. They lost one in extra innings. That's the best team in baseball, maybe, right there with the Yankees right now in terms of record and what they're accomplishing. And the Brewers very easily could have won a couple of games in that series. Those felt like playoff games, frankly. They were low scoring. They came down to one or two pitches. And I think it was probably really valuable for this young team to go to Philadelphia in that environment. It was almost a sold-out crowd all three games. And experience that. And compete and have a shot in all three of those games late. I think that will be a valuable experience for this team, even if they didn't come away with wins. They're in a good position right now. I mean, they are in the driver's seat in the Central. You don't win the division in May. You certainly don't really win it in June either, but you can set yourself up in such a big way, and you can put yourself in position to hopefully complement your team a little bit in July with some trade deadline acquisitions to make you even that much stronger for the final 2 months of the season. That's the hope, and they're in great position for all of that right now.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, welcome home, Lane. Have a great call tonight.
Good to be home. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.